story. Story heavy, oh, 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 ah. If I no bring light, oh, if I no bring light, oh, ah. Generator wants it, my girl. Generator wants it, my girl. Oh, 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 oh.
Good morning, Lagos. This is Dr. Weeba Bor on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM on the show Power Solutions, where we talk about the solutions to Nigeria's endless power problems. And today we have a great guest named Vera Nwanze. She's a pharmacist who has become now a champion and a leader in the off-grid energy space in Nigeria. And she is the MD of Azuri Technologies in Nigeria and actually all of West Africa. So thank you very much, Vera, for coming on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Weeba,
and
for inviting me to the show.
So Vera gets the prize for the earliest guest arriving. So she got to the station. She wanted to beat traffic, so she got here very early. So thank you for the sacrifice.
You're welcome.
I hope you got lots of coffee.
I did.
When you went to Chocolate Royale, did they give you a discount when you said you were on the show, or they didn't mention that I was on the show.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, good. But thank you for coming. Thank you for coming over.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, you have an interesting story. Most people assume if you are running an energy business in Nigeria, you must be an engineer or something like that. And you have a pharmacy background. So, Give us a sense of that path. You know, you've actually had very senior roles in very big pharmaceutical companies and so on, but how did you get to that? And then what made you decide to make the switch?
Thank you, Dr. Weeba. It's a pleasure to be on the show this morning. I would like to start by sharing my career journey so far. I started my career with then Glaxo in 1992.
Okay.
Glaxo Pharmaceutical is a UK company.
But you studied pharmacy.
I studied pharmacy in Nigeria.
Okay.
Actually from University of Jos.
University of Jos.
Yes. Gaskiani.
Kinajin Hausa?
Love, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Ni Dan Jos. Wow,
yeah,
that's fantastic. I didn't know that.
Okay. I am. So I studied pharmacy. So I graduated with a BPharm with excellence in pharmaceutics in University of Jos.
Okay.
And since then I have complemented that with an MBA, both from the Edo University, Bruce Ali University, and then with the LBS, the prestigious Lagos Business School, as well as the University of Navarra in Spain.
Okay.
I also have an enterprise certification in business transformation from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the U.S., as well as a lot of other certification from different top universities in the across the globe.
Okay. All right.
Let's keep it short.
Okay.
Yeah. So I started my career in then 1992 with Glaxo as a medical representative, which is more.
And that's the origins of GSK, right? That's part of
it. I will take you through the journey. So it was then called Glaxo. I joined 1992 after my 1 year internship as well as another year of NYSC.
Okay.
So Glaxo gave me the first opportunity and I joined as a medical representative and which is purely a salesman's job, knocking on the doctor's door to promote the key products of the company.
Right.
And then I went through the ranks in Glaxo and went through, I was part of all the different majors, first of all, to become Glaxo Welcome and then finally to become a GSK.
Okay.
So I was with the company all through and thereafter took a short leave to the US. I'm also a certified pharmacist in the US.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And on return, I joined back to the manufacturing arm of Glaxo GSK, which is Evans Medical. And shortly after, I was in Nigeria.
Okay.
All my work experience majorly have been in Nigeria.
Okay.
So, but with multinational companies, actually.
Right.
So shortly after, I was poached by Novartis Pharma.
Okay.
So I joined Novartis Pharma as the head of regulatory affairs, government affairs for the English West African countries.
Okay.
And after 2 years, it was expanded into the sub-Saharan African countries.
Okay. So and that was based here, based in?
I was based out of Lagos, but traveling, like my children will put it, that I'm more of a air hostess. So each time I say I'm traveling, they will all echo when they were young. They say, again? So those were the kind of career journey I had. And shortly after, GSK invited me back in 2009 to take up the Director of Regulatory Affairs for the Anglophone.
So you went to Novartis and then came back to GSK.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I went back to GSK the second time.
Okay.
And within 6 months of joining back to GSK, Novartis invited me back
again.
To take up the country group head, which is popularly known as the MD role for the English West African country.
Okay.
So this role I did from 2010 to 2014,
okay.
4 years plus actually, and then
and then GSK called you back?
No. So twice I was in Novartis, twice I was in GSK.
Okay.
And at some point I felt, okay, I think I'm done with the pharma for now when I got different offers and poaching from other FMCG. So I basically eventually accepted the offer from Philip Morris, but let's keep that low.
All right.
So I started Philip Morris for Nigeria.
Okay.
And of course, heading the operations. And I did that for about 2 years.
Okay.
I also forgot to let you know that I'm also a fellow of the Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria.
Right.
And with that in mind, I didn't want to build my career in the long term in the Philip Morris.
Right.
So when the offer from Azuri came in 2017, I opted for it. So
right.
I also was the pioneer and still is the managing director for Azuri Technology for the Francophone and Anglophone West African countries. So,
but that's a big jump from, so let's forget the Philip Morris, but from the pharma.
Yes.
And then into the solar business. So how did Azuri find you? Was it a headhunter or you heard about them? What was the story there?
Okay, basically it was a referral from my boss's boss when he was he knew somebody in the board of Azuri and he heard they were looking for a head because they were not too comfortable coming to Nigeria and he thought, Vera, look, you've done this before.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Will it be
it's a different sector, but it's a similar,
So I said, oh, why not?
Okay.
Because those are the kind of things that drive me.
Yeah.
And I must say, in this, my career journey, the basic drivers have been on key three buckets, pillars, I would like to say, which is basically my creativity and the ability to take risk and then living my passion.
Right.
I like to try things new.
Yeah.
I like to fix things.
Yeah.
And I like to develop young talents.
Okay, so that's actually the perfect, what you need to build a new company in this space in Nigeria. So that's perfect.
And I also network very well. So those are also the key things. That
I think we met like the second day I started in this business. So you made that jump, but now tell us a bit about Azuri itself. So I believe it was started in the UK and then East Africa, but what's the journey and then how did they eventually end up in Nigeria?
Okay. Yeah. I would like to share with you that Azuri Technology is one of the pioneer leaders, providers of individual standalone solar home systems. Is an offspring of Cambridge in the UK. So it's a UK company.
So as in it's from Cambridge University?
From Cambridge University.
Okay.
The discovery of the product is from the Cambridge
University. The R&D was all from there.
Everything,
yes.
So we still have the headquarters in Cambridge.
Okay.
And the prototype of the product is developed from Cambridge, but we outsource the manufacturing in Malaysia.
So is the university actually a part owner of the company?
No.
Or it's the professors or whatever?
Professor, exactly.
Who did the research?
The CEO, Simon Brasfield, is the originator and discoverer of the products.
Okay.
So he's still the global CEO of Azuri Technology.
Okay. Okay. And does he still teach at Cambridge?
No.
Okay. He's too busy now. Okay. He's busy making money now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, basically that is, Azuri Technology has the individual standalone solar home system, which is a life-changing technology.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it has two main products for now.
Mm-hmm.
The mass market product, which I would like to term it, is the Quad, which is basically the lighting systems only with charging ports.
Okay.
It also comes with a radio and a touch.
Okay.
Okay. It's a 10 watt capacity product of panel and a 15 watt hour battery storage. So you put the panel on top of the roof and connect the control unit where the battery resides inside the house.
Right.
And then the lightings can be shared. It comes with a 4 lumen LED bulbs and cables, which can extend the lightings to 4 different rooms. Some people prefer to use it for the bedrooms and one for the security light.
Right.
Okay. Azuri came into, Azuri has been in existence since 2012.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Starting off from East Africa. So okay. We have well established business in East Africa.
Okay.
Precisely in Kenya, Tanzania, Zambia, Uganda, Rwanda.
Okay.
We've also done some business in Ghana.
Okay.
Then we came into Nigeria right. about 2 years plus ago through okay. a government project called okay. Beyond the Grid.
But let's step back. So in the East Africa, in the other yeah. countries, like what is the, how many systems,
we have deployed,
how many customers?
We have deployed over 150,000
oh, wow. okay.
systems since 2012 till date.
Okay.
And giving employment to over 5,000 people.
Right.
Okay. And wherever we are, we impact the lives of the people through mm-hmm. this life changing technology mm-hmm. product as well as the local economy.
Right. And so what's your typical customer in East Africa, Zambia, places like that? Is it?
Our typical customers anywhere we are mm-hmm. are the off-grid rural customers. Community, okay. the bottom of the pyramid,
yeah.
because that is the mandate of Azuri Technology to mm-hmm. improve the lives of those people, make them to be financially inclusive, mm-hmm. provide job employment for the communities, mm-hmm. Create a well-being and improve their health,
yeah.
and the improvement in education and also in media inclusiveness.
Right. So now, I know many of these companies that started in East Africa, they get quite comfortable there, and to them, Nigeria is a daunting challenge. So obviously, Azuri's strategy was let's hire somebody who knows the market, who's very senior. But what led to that? I mean, I'm sure within the company itself, there was probably a lot of debate about, okay, do we come to Nigeria or not? So what was it that finally got them to come here?
Yes, you really hit the nail on yeah. on the head, because the mistake a lot of multinational makes is that when they are comfortable and established in East Africa, mm-hmm. they think they have conquered Africa.
Right.
But yeah. Africa is not homogeneous.
Yeah, yeah.
As you will agree with me, that even Ghana next door country, an
right.
hour from here by flight,
yeah. right.
is a completely different scenario.
Yeah.
So they saw that, and with surveys and findings, mm-hmm. they also saw that. That Nigeria was a complete different country,
mm-hmm.
and the strategy that work in East Africa may not perhaps work for Nigeria.
Right, right.
And of course, I mean, that was how they were also reaching out to the companies that were present in mm-hmm. Nigeria to also have information and findings on mm-hmm. how they were able to do it. And it was in one of those discussions that it got to my boss's boss,
right.
whom I've also shared earlier that I may not want to build my career in a long time with Philip Morris. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. he remembered that, and he said, Vera.
Oh, so it was your boss's boss at the time?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's a senior executive
yeah.
President.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, I don't want to mention him.
Wow, okay. But that was very thoughtful as a boss that exactly. he would do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he called me and said, yeah. look, he was having this conversation over a dinner with a friend, and they were discussing their challenges and the fear
right.
to come into Nigeria. And he just felt, Vera, look, you've yeah. done this
Yeah, you
before.
Can do this for
yeah,
them. Yeah.
Because with Philip Morris, they have tried to enter the Nigerian space for about 2 times. Mm-hmm. They failed. And
okay.
until I got in, and it took just like this to get... Right. key products registered, and we established yeah, ourselves yeah. in the country.
And so now you were able to do the same thing with Azuri.
Yes.
What has been your experience with engaging with the East African folks and so on? Has it been easy working with them, and do they recognize how different it is here, or are they trying to tell you from Kenya what you need to do in Nigeria?
No, I don't report to Kenya. I report
good.
To Cambridge.
Okay,
so
fantastic.
The head of Kenya is like my counterpart.
Okay,
so the only thing, we kind of share best practices,
right.
Which I'm also taking with caution, because what works for East Africa yeah. definitely does not have to work
right.
for Nigeria.
Right.
So you look at it, then you tweak it to the best way you know that it can work.
Yeah.
For example, in East Africa, they have well-established mobile money payment mechanism.
Yes, right.
The M-Pesa works very well. And most of them have records of the bureau, the statistics,
right, yeah.
have credit history of most of those customers.
Yeah.
But in Nigeria, you know, we don't have that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
those
yeah.
are the kind of tricks that
yeah.
you have here.
Yeah, but we've seen other companies, though, that came in from East Africa
mm-hmm.
that in Nigeria, they've sort of pivoted and are now focused on urban customers. But Azuri has stayed kind of true to your origin. And even in Nigeria, you're focusing on the rural. Is this something that you will continue as a strategy, or do you think you might
It's something we want to continue because right. that is the pedestal that Azuri was established
right.
to focus
the purpose,
on the bottom
yeah.
of
yeah.
the pyramid.
Yeah.
Even though that the cost of distributing to the
is much higher, yes.
to the off-grid rural community right. in Nigeria is much higher. The
yeah.
reason which you also know, due to poor infrastructure,
yeah.
our road network is almost zero.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist. So it costs a lot to distribute to this bottom of the pyramid,
right.
whom we also think need this product
yeah.
much more than the
yeah.
urban area.
Yeah.
Because you see a community that have been in existence, they are completely off-grid,
yeah.
and the cost of channeling the grid to this
community too high, yeah. Yeah.
is too high, and it's not going to happen.
Right.
So these are the challenges that we have. So is it going to be sustainable?
Mm.
Is it something that can stand the test of time?
Mm.
We wait to see.
Yeah. So now you had mentioned it earlier. There was a government collaboration. I think it was a unique collaboration.
It was.
That kind of helped with your market entry,
mm-hmm.
To bring in, I think, 20,000 systems. So how did that work? I mean, that it was from the Office of the Vice President.
Mm-hmm.
And
we partner with NDPHC.
Okay.
On that, because actually.
Can you, what does the acronym mean?
NDPHC, so the Niger Delta
Power Holding
Company,
okay.
yes.
Yeah.
So whose mandate is actually to make sure that every community in the country has the grid light.
Oh, okay.
But because they have challenges, they know that this gap exists, they cannot provide grid mm-hmm. to all mm-hmm. the communities, so they were quite innovative to also bridge this using solar home system for those community.
Okay.
So, and we did this also with a local partner
okay.
in terms of distribution,
right.
ASPNL.
Okay.
And then we make sure we provide all the support required instead of in terms of warranties,
mm-hmm.
technical support, and providing field force support for them to make sure that a success is built out of
right.
this project. And I can say today that this mm-hmm. project is running smoothly.
All 20,000?
All 20,000 plus.
Wow. Oh, plus,
it's even
okay.
over 20,000
okay.
plus
okay.
in 12 northern states.
Okay.
Including Kano, Kaduna,
okay.
Katsina, Borno, Plateau,
okay.
Zamfara,
okay.
Which other one have I missed? Taraba,
okay.
Katsina,
okay.
I did mention
yeah.
Kaduna, and I mean,
okay.
12
okay.
northern states
okay.
specifically, and we are still receiving calls. People are excited, they are
mm-hmm.
happy about the product, although some of them, we still have issues of affordability gap.
Right, right.
So they, because
oh, so they're still paying for
pay-go,
them.
Yeah.
They're still paying for
because
them.
Because the model
okay.
of Azuri
yeah.
is also to provide this affordable product
right.
through an innovative pay-go
right.
Mechanism, which
yeah.
means you draw up contracts with the customer.
Yeah.
Where they pay small. Let me
yeah,
use
yeah.
the Nigerian
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
language. So they pay over a period of 2.5 to 3 years
okay.
for this product. And after, at the end of the contract period, once they've completed their payment, the product is completely unlocked.
Okay.
And they can then own the system.
Okay.
And our system, because of the high quality that it has, it could last on the average minimum of 8 years.
Okay, so they get 5 years after
exactly.
that.
Exactly,
yeah.
and they
okay.
don't have to pay anything throughout
okay.
all those periods.
Okay.
So
what was the government's involvement then if people are still paying? Was there some subsidy or what was the
Yeah,
the
I think there were some kind of arrangements, but
mm-hmm.
it's meant to be silent. So
okay.
just to encourage these people
okay.
to pay for these
So it wasn't
products.
Just that they were dashed out?
No,
good,
because
good.
Experience
okay.
has shown
yeah.
that where people don't have contribution to what is
yeah.
given to them,
yeah.
they don't pay attention to maintaining the
yeah,
products.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is the project that
okay.
we run.
And so how was your experience? I mean, you said even Borno, you distributed there. Was it in Maiduguri or
beyond?
Where, or
like
beyond?
We don't focus
okay, yeah,
on the urban.
On, yeah.
yeah, so it was in some of the villages
okay.
there.
And so were they in IDP camps or anything
yes,
like that?
Yes,
oh,
we
wow.
did some.
Okay.
And of course, you know the challenges that
yes.
we faced to
yeah.
distribute in those areas. But the federal government was very supportive,
okay.
so they
okay.
provided some securities because,
okay.
according to the VP's office, that any intervention that is not geared towards Borno has
yeah.
not made a success. So
yeah, yeah, and I mean, in communities that are trying to rebuild, this is a perfect
exactly.
kind of starting point. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, beyond that, though, I know you're operating in Lagos, which I think
in Lagos area, not in the city.
Okay, no, in the rural areas of Lagos.
Yes.
Yeah. So where are you in Lagos? Where could customers find you?
You'll be amazed that about an hour or 2 hours drive from Lagos City,
yeah.
you see communities that are completely off-grid.
Yes.
Some of them have the grid line, but no transmission
right.
was ever connected
right.
to
right.
there. So you
right.
see young adults that yeah. never saw electricity for one day.
Right.
So those are the people that we're focusing on.
Okay.
We started with our bigger product, which is the TV product.
Okay.
The Azuri, as you know, has the first fully integrated system, which comes with a 24-inch or 32-inch television set.
Mm-hmm.
It has a panel of about 50 watt capacity.
Okay. So it's bigger than the...
It's
okay, yeah.
much more
mm-hmm.
bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a battery capacity size of mm-hmm. about 80 mm-hmm. Watt hour.
Okay.
It comes with four LED, bright LED, high illuminating LED bulbs
mm-hmm.
as well. And it comes with a radio mm-hmm. as well as torchlights and two USB ports
okay.
for charging the telephones.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We
so it's quite comprehensive for either a small household or a small business.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's also, we focus on households and mm-hmm. SMEs
okay.
in these communities. We draw up contracts with them where they also pay over a period mm-hmm. of time, and then when they complete their payments, the product is completely unlocked.
Okay.
For the television, of course, the price is much higher than the quad products. We draw up an activation fee
mm-hmm.
of about 19,000
okay.
with them, and then they now broke into a monthly payment pattern
okay.
of about 10,000 over a period of. So in summary,
mm-hmm.
they pay like $1 per day for the duration of the contract for the product.
And then after that 3 years, then it's
after
free
the
forever.
2.5 years.
No diesel, no
nothing,
anything. Yeah.
And the product is completely unlocked, and
yeah.
they can own the product.
Yeah.
And once they have used it well, they
mm-hmm.
have a guarantee that
mm-hmm.
the product will last them minimum of 8 to 10 years.
Right, and then they built up credit with you, which would probably
exactly.
allow them to now perhaps
access yeah, other financial
yeah.
services.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps I may want to talk about that when we come to the impact of the...
Yeah, so we have to go to the phone lines, actually. The time is going really quick.
Really?
So Zainab, can you play the numbers for the audience?
Call us on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
All right. We have a caller. Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
All right. What is your name, please?
My name is Charles.
Charles, and where are you calling from? From Badagry. Okay.
From Badagry.
Okay.
Yes.
What is your question for Vera?
Yes. This program is very interesting.
Thank
because
you.
I am involved in pharmaceutical production. And I will want, it's not something I can totally express myself in detail, yeah. But I want to have a meeting with that lady. I don't know her name.
Vera,
if it's something we can arrange,
okay.
I will be very happy.
Okay, may I
because
show
we have a factory
now.
That has all the equipment in both microbiology and name it.
Thank you very much. So, I just want to interject here that our product capacity does not cover for your production line, and so we may not be your best partner for now.
Well, you can be our consultant.
Okay.
Well,
okay, let's take this
yeah, she's busy building a business, so I don't know, but okay, but thanks for the call. Okay, so Vera, why don't you actually, for the callers, like if someone in Lagos wants a product, do they have to be living in those particular communities, or can they get... Okay,
yes.
Wait, we have another call, hold on. Okay, hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning, hi, what's your name, please? Hello.
Okay,
hello.
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
My name is Kevin.
Okay, what is your question this morning?
My question is, can this product be used in schools in Imo State?
Okay.
We are not in Imo State for now, but yes, it can be used depending on what you want to use it for. It has the lighting and it has
yeah.
the television, which also promotes good communication and access to information, both locally and globally for those students.
And how will it be in Imostead?
We have evidence whereby over 98% of the people that have been exposed, students that have been exposed to using our products, have testified how much it improved their communication skills and access to global and local information.
All right. Okay. Thank you. When will it be in Imo State?
Yes, maybe before the end of 2020.
Okay. So look out for that. Look out for that. Okay. Next call. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Maybe they can't hear us. Okay. So because I'm sure others are going to be calling, but if customer
your question,
wants,
let me quickly answer your question. How do they get, that if somebody wants this in Lagos or somewhere, can we deploy?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Because, we do the last mile distribution mechanism, which also, we have to curb the cost of distribution.
Got it. Okay.
So we identify a cluster populated area. So we make sure that we have minimum of 100 customers within those localities so that the agents, management and customer management will be very effective.
Okay. We lost the call. Okay. But so within those communities, though, who do people call?
We have a customer service line, which is 0802-313-8619.
Okay, take it two more times,
0802-313-8619. 0802-313-8619.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. We have another call. Let's take this quickly.
We're also on social media.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Network problems. Okay. So you're also on social media. How do they find you on social media?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Azuri Technologies.
Okay.
We are on Nigerian Facebook, www.facebook.com/Azuri Nigeria. Nigeria Technologies. And we are on Twitter at Azuri_Tech.
Okay.
We are also on LinkedIn as Azuri Company.
Okay. All right. So lots of places so they can call or they can find you online.
Exactly.
Okay. So, but before we have another call. Let's try one more call. Okay. Hopefully this one will work. Hello. Good morning. Zainab, what's happening today with the calls? it's the same person trying to call that keeps dropping. So we're running out of time. I don't know if we're going to be able to take that one, but I wanted you to end with a couple of stories of impact from the work you've seen in Nigeria where people got a system and what it meant for their lives.
Yes. The impact story cuts across about six buckets.
Okay.
Financial inclusion, creating of employment, improving the health and well-being of the people, also media inclusion, and then which one haven't I mentioned? Employment.
Okay.
So I will just take them one by one. Financial inclusiveness. In most of these off-grid communities, they don't have access to financial inclusion. So the Azuri Paygo solar home system is their first mobile payment experience. Mm-hmm. And over time, they get to build their payment profile, which can then give them access to other financial services, which includes the micro insurance, which we offer through Hospi Cash.
Okay.
This is a premium cover that also covers for life insurance.
Okay.
And Azuri has given a lot of the off-grid customers the opportunity to access this.
Okay.
Employment generation, we employ agents within the communities where we deploy our products, so they provide the customer management. We train them and keep them in that locality so they continue with the customer
and
management.
And that's not counting the additional people employed by the companies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And this...
Hello, good morning. You made it finally.
Morning.
What is your name, please? Quickly,
Yeah, I was one calling this thing. My name is Emmanuel, I'm calling from Ogun State.
Yes.
Okay, what's your question?
Yeah, I really want to find out because he said, he made a comment, I came in when he was saying something about paying small, like how if one wants to get it, I don't have the full cash. How do we go about it?
Yeah, the full installation, you pay about 19,000 Naira. Then you keep on paying on monthly basis about 10,000 Naira, which can be broken down into weekly payments of about 2,500 for a period of 2.5 years. And then the system is completely locked when you are fully paid for the product, and then you own the products. And like I said earlier, our product, because of the high quality, it can last you over a period of 8 years.
Right. Okay. Okay. So quickly, I think you had two more points on
impact. Yeah. Okay. The impacts where we've generated education in terms of education. Children are studying higher, longer time in the evening and then doing better in schools. And the savings also from the products that people, when they get to connect to our solar products, they can be used to put into food, which has a better nutritional outcome for the customers.
Right.
We have employment generation within these people and media inclusion, timely receiving of information both locally and globally.
Right. Okay, so basically you get a system, it can really change a lot in your community.
It's changing a lot of life. It's impacting life and impacting local economies.
So thank you very much, Vera. I think that the time went by very quickly.
I know.
Your story is so interesting. but thank you for leaving pharmacy at pharmaceuticals and joining our industry. We need people like you, and I think it's also an example for others out there. If you're passionate about power, passionate about making a difference, you don't have to be an engineer.
No.
As long as you're driven and you're passionate, you can actually make this work. So thank you for being on this side. And any final words for Lagos before we sign off?
Yes, I would like to say that the future of the nation globally is solar.
Yeah.
And Azuri Technology is combining this well with data, because data is key. So they are providing solar system, because in the year 2039, we'll have a different world to have about. And the key commodities that will drive that is solar and data. And Nigeria, we have a lot of better educated and globally connected workforce, which will drive all this.
All right.
So on this note, I say thank you, everyone, the listeners, and hope to connect some days again.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Vera. And Lagos, over and out. See you next week. Bye.